This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, The Degrees of Conceit. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before we discuss the degrees of conceit, let me share a story with you to understand what conceit can potentially do to us. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed Imam, the Immaculate Imam, says, two men went into a mosque. One of them was pious and the other was sinful. When they came back, the pious man was sinful and the sinful man was pious. The one who was pious boasted about his worship and remembered his good actions. For this reason, he fell. The one who was sinful felt ashamed, and he had this sorrow for his evil and bad deeds, remembering his sins and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, he was purified. This is a lesson for us, and this is narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. The lesson for us in this story is that when we go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we go in the huzur and in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not supposed to be conceitful. We're not supposed to be remembering and recalling our good actions. Instead, we should be looking at our deficiencies and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we do conceit and if we are conceitful in front of Allah, then of course we are going to lose that spiritual status and we're going to fall down just the way this person fell down according to this tradition. But if we are humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all our shortcomings and, you know, asking Him for His mercy, this is something that is going to raise us high. And this is what Islam expects from us. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the degrees of conceit, and before the break we gave you a small story which had a very strong lesson for all of us. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed Imam, he said, three things destroy man. Number one, magnifying his actions. Number two, ignoring his sins and being conceited for some corrected ideas. This is number three. So if you notice, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is informing us that these three things are going to destroy us. They are a destruction of a believer. Okay? Unfortunately, we all tend to do this to a certain extent, you know, to certain degrees. Unfortunately, almost everyone, you know, except for the Urafa and the Awliya and, you know, the prophets and Imams. We're not talking about them right now. We're talking like average people like us. We end up doing conceit in some form and shape, unfortunately. We turn a blind eye towards our deficiencies and the sins we have performed. And we love to keep looking at our good deeds. Even worse, we sometimes try to magnify and highlight our good deeds. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, he who yields to conceit will perish. Similarly, the seventh divinely appointed Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam said, conceit has degrees. One of them is to decorate evil actions to seem good. In this case, conceit causes man to think he is doing good. Another variety of it comes to a believer when he tries to remind Allah of his belief, while Allah has the right of reminding him of his favors to him. So, brothers and sisters, it is essential that we consciously try to eliminate and remove conceit from our lives.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.